Well, the stock market has taken a huge whack this Monday. Kevin Johnson, good afternoon.
Yes, it's definitely a black Monday. I've used that terminology a lot lately, but it's certainly true today. And it's in fact the largest point fall I've seen this year, or certainly for probably 10 years, because it was down about 300 or 400 all day. Triggered, of course, by the usual things that we're looking at every day. Everyone's looking at the Johns Hopkins University stat numbers, and they're looking at the Dow futures. Well, Dow futures, that got dealt with very early this morning because it just went limit down 5%, despite the US putting in place a lot of measures to boost their economy, interest rates, etc. You know, windows are available to institutions to draw on just to mitigate any business pressures. But obviously, they've got a lot of airlines over there. They've got a lot of oil companies that have geared themselves up into the oil rally over there. They've got low oil prices, nobody travelling around or travel being restricted, you know, public access being restricted. It affects businesses. So that window is open. But there's enough to send the Dow futures straight down to 5%, down 5%. So no more futures trading today. So we don't know what that number is. A lot of second guessing going on. And I think in the close today, they basically, some people who didn't want to second guess just said, well, I'm out. And we had a late sell-off and we were down, I wrote it down, we were down 420 just before what we call the match, which is 10 minutes after the market shuts. They match everything off. Lost another 116 points in that process, down 532, 5,058, which is still above the low on Friday.
Sure, so that's it, around, what, 10% almost in one day, Kevin, is that right?
$162 billion? Yeah, 9.52%, yes. So it's a big move, it's a big fall, and it's more to do with the unknown. Like, they know something's going on in the US, and we're starting to dislocate ourselves a little bit from the US, because everyone Friday night or Saturday morning or Sunday would have seen the Dow was up 1,985 points and thinking, you beauty, my shares are going to rebound Monday. Well, between now and then, of course, more news comes out and numbers and et cetera that I was referring to just earlier, and the market never ever looked like going up today, and it was always on the back foot and back foot hard. So we're probably anticipate a lot of what's going to happen in the US tonight. It'll be interesting to see how the US behaves. A lot of people will be tuned in 9:30, 10:30. I won't be. I'll just be going to bed and wake up.
And so you should be, Kevin. But of course, international travel's changing as well as a result of what Jacinda Ardern put in place in New Zealand on Saturday, and then Scott Morrison yesterday in Australia. And I'm sure that shares like Qantas and Virgin took a bit of a dive today.
Well, they certainly did, and they're under a lot of pressure, as you would imagine. Quite the volatility is quite extraordinary. Qantas finished the day down only 5%. They opened at just under $3 where they finished, but they did get as low as $2.83, as high as $3.29. So they're just all over the place at the moment. And that's the thing, you can't quite predict it. Like Sydney Airports, you know, there's another one down 17% today. Which is quite extraordinary, but that's maybe there's a lot of gearing in Sydney airports, I don't know. But anyway, I'm looking at a lot of stocks that are down 17 to 20% today. And there's a few that were up, and probably the most noticeable one of those was Telstra. Yep. They were up 6 cents to 3.38. Some defensive nature to their earnings, and something we've been alluding to for a few days. Earlier on, Coles and Woolies were both up. A lot of sales at the moment.
Well, there are, and I believe Coles is going to hire an additional 5,000 casuals to stock the shelves.
Well, that's a good thing, actually. I think that's important. You know, while we... that's, well, obviously, shelves need stacking, and I understand that.
They need some product, though.
Well, cool, that's right. They've got plenty of product. That's the issue. It's all about just getting it to people. Like, let's not forget, the shelves have never been empty in the last 10 years in our lives, because there's a whole distribution while we're asleep at night where trucks are delivering everything every day. And it's a big engine, and just all it means, everything gets brought forward. It's like the reverse of Afterpay going on in the shelves at the moment. And maybe in 2 weeks' time, when we don't need anything because we've got all stockpiled at home, those shelves will be overflowing. Who knows?
Yeah, they might
creating
be
all these... creating all these little things that are just unusual, and there's explanation can be because these are unusual times. And I think the classic example of that today is the gold price. It's actually up 50 Aussie dollars at the moment to 2,500 again. Spot price up $12. Gold shares down anywhere between 10 and 20%.
And how's the currency, Kevin?
Currency is still under pressure. The little Aussie battler is bleeding. We're down below 62 at 61.6. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. I'm not expecting any good news, but you might as well tune in and find out what's happening anyway, because there's no better place to find out. It's right here on your program, young man.
Good on you, Kevin. Thank you, mate. Down 420 to then be down another 116 after the match, 532 to close, 5,058. Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Thank you.